We are in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches. We're up to Sif Ches, and we'll be finishing the Simen. Sif Ches Notlin Eitzim Hasmuchen LeDofnei HaSukkah UMasikin Behen. This sukkah is not necessarily a sukkah's mitzvah. It includes a sukkah's mitzvah, but this is a little hut that you've built for yourself. So the halacha is like this: any part of it that is meant to be part of that sukkah, any part that's any kind of straw that you've got, or wood that you have that was meant to be part of the structure, removing that is the malacha of stira. There's an iser malacha, and therefore, since Bein HaShmash is to be an iser malacha of stira, even if it collapsed on Yontif, we say hol v'iskatsoi Bein HaShmashes. Since it became muktzah Bein HaShmashes, it remains muktzah the entire time. So the halachi is that you're not allowed to use that for hasaka, for firewood. However, if you have next to the sukkah lots of wood sitting there, even though it's touching it, but you never meant for it to support the sukkah, to thicken the sukkah, there the halacha is that you were not miyachid it, and like stam eitzim, it's omid lahasaka, it's made for burning. Haga vuadinim zorak chavilos al haschach, deinim betelus legabe haschach. The same thing goes if you put bundles of hay, straw, on top of the schach, so they're not bottled to the schach. And the halach is, and if your kavana was for the sake of using them for fuel, you're allowed to. Now the Mishtabur explains like this. What we're talking about is something that you put up there on top of the sukkah to dry. You didn't do it to thicken the schach. You put it there to dry. So there we would say that since you put it there to dry, you were not miyachedit for the sukkah, and therefore you're allowed to use it for firewood. Now, what it says over there of imdato lasikon, the Mishtabura says it doesn't mean your das me'erv yontif. Your das lasikon means even now. That's good enough too. Now, all of this is talking about bundles of straw, but let's say you just have a bunch of straw that you put onto the schach. The halachi is that it's considered part of the schach. And similarly, if you put a bundle there and really wanted that to keep the schach thick, there the halachi is that it's also going to be part of the sukkah, and it's going to be yasser. So anything that was actually placed there to help support the structure is going to be yasser. Siftes. Bayeshu mole peiris muchonim v'nifchas notul mimakam apchas. This is an interesting case. You had edible food that was completely boarded down within a structure that could not be taken apart on Yontif. Let's say in this case it was a house, but it was a house without a door, a house without a window, a house that was just completely made of cement, bricks, whatever, where there's an iser stira to open it. And then on Yontif itself, it was nifchas. It broke. The halacha is the peiris are not muktzah. What's the halacha there? The halacha there is that anything that was muktzah machmas iser, something that there was an iser for me to use, we say hol v'iskatsoi. If it was muktzah at the beginning of Yontif, it remains muktzah for the entire Yontif. But that's only if the thing itself was muktzah. Here, the fruit was good fruit. You had no possibility of getting to it because the container was muktzah. Now that the container broke and you can get right to the fruit, so the halacha is that it's mutter. Nothing becomes usr only by situation. Something in order to be muktzah has got to be muktzah on its own. It is muktzah. Not that it is muktzah machmas isr because there was no physical possibility of getting to it. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are deis in the Rishonim that hold that if this is a binyan gomer to the point that taking it apart you would be over on stira d'oraisa, there the fruit is nesar. And the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be machmir. That if there was an issur d'oraisa preventing you to get from the food, we would be machmir and call the whole thing muktzah machmas issur.